Money FM 89.3, best of your money. Influence with Michelle Martin on Your Money, only on Money FM 89.3.
Just a week ago, Sesto Robotics launched a robot that can efficiently and effectively disinfect facilities 24 hours around the clock, which means it doesn't rest. There are no off days for it, no after hours as well, mimicking, of course, you know, the life cycle and timeline of a virus. We're going to get to know the man behind the locally based autonomous mobile robot company, Sesto Robotics. Chief Executive Officer of Sesto, Ang Chor Chen, joining me this morning. Good morning. How are you?
Good.
Good
nice to
have
to be
you
on the show, Michelle.
Welcome. So 5 days ago or a week ago, you launched HealthGut. Tell us about the immediate challenges, of course, that it's going to be able to solve for businesses.
Yeah, sure. So I think the challenge we're trying to solve is to enable facility operators to step up their cleaning regime in terms of frequency and even efficacy through the use of our robot, which is called HealthGut. And HealthGut automates the disinfection process and helps them to reduce reliance on manual cleaning. I think this is especially important now that we know the virus, which causes COVID-19, stays active on surface areas for a few hours. And people will be going back to public facilities in greater numbers when circuit breaker measures ease.
Absolutely. And since it was just launched a week ago, have you been heartened? What sort of demand have you been seeing?
We've been very encouraged by the demand. So prior to launching the product, we've also spoken to quite a few of our customer contacts. And the response has been that they really are seeking a solution to automate this process. And HealthGut does exactly that. So we're the only solution that's able to basically run almost a full day based on the dual approach to disinfection. So we used a short wavelength UVC lamp array paired with a disinfection sprayer. So what that does is that the sprayer does the job during the day and is safe to operate around human beings in a public facility. And then in the evening, we can have deep cleansing using the UVC lamps.
And the robot navigates itself? You don't have to load maps into it?
The mapping is done prior to the operation. So essentially, once it's all set up, it is very easy for the operator to have someone basically trigger the mission. So the mission will be consisting of a sequence of events, which consists of the stops the robot needs to make to irradiate the high-touch surface areas in the facility. So essentially, that sequence can be triggered, and then the robot springs into action all by itself. So it automates autonomously, meaning it self-navigates to different parts of a building and different parts of a facility.
So I was reading that 100,000 square feet can be disinfected within 24 hours if there were three or four HealthGut robots at work. I can imagine malls and hotels and healthcare institutions must be really interested in this. What is your market strategy for growth?
Yeah, so I think our market strategy has always been understanding the customer's needs and building solutions revolving around autonomous mobile robots. So we build applications that essentially addresses the pain points of customers. So in this case, of course, for HealthGut, it's really just being able to automate the disinfection process in an efficient way and also making it very easy for the operator to utilize the solution. Traditionally, I've always been servicing very large companies in the manufacturing as well as healthcare industry. And now, of course, we're pivoting greatly towards public facility operators, because we see the demand coming from all sides. Mm. So we're talking about retail malls, as you've spoken, as well as hotel operators and even like train operators where, you know, large group of people will tend to be flowing through the facility during different points in time.
Yeah, I remember speaking with people from Dyson, and when we had a chat, they said, you know, they believe that the future really depends on batteries. So I understand that your robot can be used. And what is the single charge? Give it time off? Is it up to 6 hours?
Yes. So that's a very good point. So essentially, most of these robots run on batteries. Mm. And the battery, of course, requires charging. The charging cycle is about 2 to 3 hours. And then the utilization rate, or we call it uptime, is about 6 hours. So in the case of Sesto HealthGut, one of our USP is that the robot is able to operate up to 6 hours on a single charge. That's way in excess of most other players in the market, because we believe that what the operator really wants in the end is to cover as much space as possible during a given day. So that's made possible if the robot is functioning and having high uptime during that 24 hours. So by pairing with our high-performance battery, the robot runs for 6 hours. And then we even give an option whereby you can actually hot swap the battery, meaning one way is to auto-charge the battery when the battery level reaches a certain threshold. Mm-hmm. And then the other way is to swap out the battery. So that process is actually very fast. In less than 5 minutes, you can swap out the battery and the robot can be up and running again. So essentially, that's how we achieve 24 hours of usage time.
Tremendous. And the robot, the health guard, returns to its charging station by itself.
That's right. Yeah. So the process is automated. You can preset the threshold which you require. So let's say 20% charge. At that point, the robot automatically goes back and docks at the charging station. We call it auto charging station. And then it kind of refuels itself by charging for like 2-3 hours. And once it's fully charged, about 80% charge, off it goes again to run its mission.
We were just talking to a market analyst who told us ahead of an important meeting in China this week, she's going to be looking at 5G in particular as an area important for investors. I wonder if you can bring us up to speed on some market trends that you are spotting in robotics.
Sure. I think for robotics, increasingly the intelligence of the robot would be even more and more. So in terms of AI and machine learning, so I think that will find form in object recognition, which means that through a vision system, the robot will be able to detect and classify objects and obstacles and modify its behavior or response accordingly. The other trend, I think, is on a more macro level. Mm-hmm. I think more and more workers in Singapore as well as elsewhere around the world will find that robots is definitely a part of the workforce in the future, and they serve to optimize as well as increase efficacy in the workplace. And then thirdly, I think the robots will probably start moving outside of the usual domains like factories and hospitals into common spaces like what we saw recently. There's a robot called Spot, the four-legged robot, and that served as a safe distancing marshal in Bishan Park. So yeah, I think robotics will be moving into a public space.
Yeah, so get used to it. I saw people leaping away from Spot, you know, because it looked like something straight out of a sci-fi movie. Goodness me. Speaking of moving, I understand that, you moved from the investment field to robotics. This is so interesting. I wonder what you can share with us about what you've seen about growing a business so far, Chor Chen.
Sure, Michelle. So I think one of the key lessons I've learned in my earlier days in investment is to find businesses that are either dominant in a developed industry or to find businesses that are riding strong market growth. Mm. So in Sesto, I think we're in a space which is called Autonomous Mobile Robot, AMR AGV. And for our space, I think the analysts are projecting a CAGR, compounded annual growth rate, between 20-30% over the next few years. So for companies like ours and the growth space, I think it's very important for us to build a team in the company to maintain competitive advantage or what they call a defensible economic moat in the investment world. So to me, I think to build that defensible moat can come from technology, which is what we invest a lot of resources into. Mm-hmm. Second area could be branding, which is very important. And then finally, last but not least, a very good understanding of customers' needs.
Tell us about the future developments that we can expect to see from Sesto. And I understand you're in China and Southeast Asia and Taiwan. What are your plans for further expansion?
Sure. So I think for us, we started really just working very closely with some key customer accounts mm-hmm. in the manufacturing and healthcare space to understand, again, their needs and requirements. And we built solutions that solve their pain points. But however, to grow the market, we really need to scale up and leverage on partners in new markets and new territories, as well as new industries. That way we can leverage on their market access and industry domain knowledge. So for us, as you mentioned, we do have partners in some of these key manufacturing hubs. And despite COVID-19, I think we're pressing on to engage the end customers in these markets through our partners once the lockdown measures ease.
Well, fascinating. We appreciate your time. Thank you for joining us, Chor Chen.
Thank you, Michelle.
He's Ang Chor Chen, Chief Executive Officer of Sesto Robotics. They're a locally based autonomous mobile robot company, which 1 week ago introduced an autonomous mobile disinfectant robot called Sesto HealthGuard.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.